whenever a brother received a call from me, I would go back to Taiwan once every year. Each time I would call him. I said, "Brother Liu, this is Michael." He would give a very warm reply. He was, "Oh, Brother Michael, you came back. When are you going to come to Hualien?" I just felt I'm always on his heart. And I was very lucky. I was saved in 1987. And next year, Brother Liu moved to San Francisco, and he spent more than 10 years in this area. During this time, I had special time with Brother Liu, and I learned from him during this time. During that time, there were four districts, and he has stayed in the district of the hall. So most of the time, he would give me calls, and I would ask him a lot of questions. At that time, I always felt he was in front of me, but he was always the one who took initiative to approach me. I had so many opportunities to learn from him, from the Lord's Day, from the prayer meeting, from the small groups, we were together all the time. He was so important for my perfecting and my growth. I don't know whether I'm someone who has been perfected by him in his eyes, but in my Christian life, he has played. I have spent such important time with him, and he played such important role during that time. I wanted to share with you the inheritance he had granted me during this time. I hope you all receive such grace. First, he had once said to us, "The spiritual serving is always higher than the Leviticus service." For example, in a prayers meeting, the sisters fellowshipped about the difficulties of making food, the food service. I don't recall exactly the details, but Brother Liu finally told us he doesn't necessarily know all the details about the food service, but he told me if there's no good ways, it doesn't really matter if we don't have to eat, because this is a spiritual meeting, and that's the most important thing. If the food service is not ready, that's okay. Oh, it looks like my time is up. The second point I'd like to share is that Brother Liu, he was always the one who practiced and exercised. He always practiced the way of exercising. He never just spoke, but never do it. Whatever he spoke, he would exercise in front of us. He himself, every morning, the first thing he did is to spend time with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, what I found was that his pants always have the white spots in his knees areas. And that's because he was always on his knees, because he woke up early and he was on his knees to pray. Even if it is when he was traveling, he did the same thing. He would try to avoid disturbing his roommates, but he would always do that. He told us that you have to spending the time with the Lord is the most important thing in every Christian's life. If a Christian never spent time with the Lord, everything else would just be a performance. This is something that he had never stopped doing. Oh, okay, this is going to be my last sentence. The other thing he told us that calling upon the Lord's name and pray reading the word was his practice. When he pray read the word, he told us, you need to use the word to pray. You have to use the verse and turn that into your own prayer. And he had practiced in front of us. He had told us that whenever you do the prayer reading, you have to turn the word into your prayer so that it can be our power. It can be our food and our power. This is what Brother Liu had taught me personally. Brother Liu had spent his entire life to follow the ministry. He has been one with the ministry. This is our pattern. More than often, he used the word of truth to shepherd us. So that we can be trained. So that we can be supplied by the word of God. He has been encouraging us unceasingly to love the Lord, to spend time with the Lord, to sing every day, to pray every day, to experience the Lord, to enjoy the Lord, and really experience Christ our life and the church as our living. This is becoming something that would never fade away among us. He had really shown us how Christ could live in us and to become our power. And we have been so encouraged to follow our brother as our pattern. We follow him, so we follow him to experience Christ and to yearn for Christ's coming every single day. I'm Brother Gao Yang from San Francisco. I was baptized in 1985. I was so lucky to serve full time as I was asked to do so in December 1993. And then, after that, in 1994, I spent about a year to serve full-time. I was so lucky to follow such a mature brother to serve the Lord. He has spoken a lot, and I can still remember word by word today. Of course, at that time, My life was immature. I didn't know what is maturity. Now 30 years have passed. Now I'm still in the Lord's recovery. This is all because the outpouring of such a brother who has matured in life. He has put so many things. And I remember one sentence. I remember one thing. He said, our dear Jesus Lord is so different from us. When he came to the earth, he never approached those people from the high up. Not the president, not the high officials. But he approached us, the sinners. Now I learned. Now I realized. His outpouring of life could perfect other people, could help a normal Christian, a common Christian like me, like our brother Michael. He can speak a lot of things like he did today, but he could not do it back then. And that's all because the supply from such a man who has matured in life. Our dear brother Liu not only perfected saints, but also to perfect the saints and to build up Christ's body. I remember he encouraged us with the Haggai's spirit. At that time, he said, I couldn't explain, but this is the best opportunity for us to sacrifice ourselves, to put ourselves into as a sacrifice for the building up of the church. At that time, I was so encouraged to consecrate myself. And I can see that his whole being is there for Christ and for the church. Now, we could follow his steps. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord today so that he can gain us and we can gain him. My name is Joanna from San Francisco. I was told to share in 2 minutes. In 1949, my parents just arrived at Taiwan. They were at Pingdong. Since then, they knew Brother Liu and his sister. Back then, they were together. They were on their bicycles to preach to people. At that time, their first son was about to be born. And after that, Brother Liu's started serving full-time. Every time my mom was in Taipei, they would spend time with Brother Liu and his wife. Every time she was so touched by the fact that they were having so many difficulties in their life, that the hardships, but they loved the Lord so much. Since 1987, they came to San Francisco, and since then, Brother Liu led brothers and sisters to pray, to read, to practice, to help each other, even provide commentaries on each other's sharing. He encouraged us to read life study, to read all the spiritual books. He had so many teachings among us. Here's a small story. One Lord's Day, Sister Liu said, "Oh, this week there's one brother who had upset me." Oh, at that time we were so nervous. Oh, are we? Did we offend her? Oh, later Brother Liu sent it up. Oh. Sister Liu was referring to me. Brother Liu had shown how approachable and how humble and also how humorous he was. I recall one verse from Philippians 4. I know how to be gaining and how to be lack. This verse was the reflection, the total reflection of our dear Brother Liu. He was someone who is such a pattern of living Christ. I'm May from San Francisco. I was saved in 1987. I was in the same small group with Brother Liu since 1988. In the more than 10 years of time, from his shepherding, I gained so much from the Bible, and his shepherding was so understandable. He used the word that we can understand. One thing that I remember so clearly was that, oh, I asked him. I see the word of glory from the Bible. And what exactly was glory? Brother Liu told me that the seed of a rose was embedded in the ground. So it kept growing until one day it blossomed. So that was the glory. That was the image of the glory. This struck me so much and giving me a strong impression. The other time we talked about the faith illustrated in the book of Hebrews. He told us in our daily life we need the faith. And what kind of faith was that? For example, when you send a letter, when you put it into the post, the box, how did you know that it's going to arrive at the designation? That's where you need the faith. Good. This is my fellowship. In about 1990, at a church in San Jose, in one of the turmoils, more than half of the saints, they were wiped out from such a turmoil. One day, Brother Liu came to San Jose from San Francisco. To help us. At that time, the saints were weary. The morale were low. When Brother came to the meeting, it was like he came home. He said, you asked me to come here to help you. I didn't know what to do. After a while, let's sing. Let's sing a hymn. He picked a hymn. Then we were still not in a great mood at that time, but we sing this hymn repeatedly, and after that, Brother Liu told us, you should go home. You go home and you sing this song every day. You must sing this song every day. You need to memorize that. And the next time when I meet you, I hope I will test you. I want you to memorize this thing. And we follow such teaching. We sing this song every day, and we memorize the song. And through this process, I learn to memorize a few. And thanks to such a time, my spirit was strengthened, and the sadness was eliminated, and I gradually saw the joy from the saints. So in my heart, I appreciated our Brother Liu so much, because he cared so much. He cared the saints so much, and he was full of love. And he was such a spiritual father. I would ever remember him. I was told that I only have 2 minutes to make up the time that Brother Mike had lost. Brother Liu, in the past time, I can use two words to say. Well, in English is one word, that's pattern. I want to speak from four aspects. First of all, he has lived a God-man living. Then, he also helped. He helped the serving ones. He helped the serving ones to be the ministers. So he was also a pattern of the minister. He was also a pattern of the elder. We knew that when Brother Lee in 1988 set Brother Liu as the first elder, he was really living. He was a living pattern of such an elder. He was also a pattern of a co-worker. How to serve a church. Forgive me for speaking about my own experience. More than 30 years ago, I came to know Brother Liu. At that time, I was still in work. I was very busy. I heard there's such a brother, and I opened up a book back. It was his name, of course, because he was serving from the publisher side. I didn't know him much at that time. Until when my sister just mentioned, from the turmoil, the church in San Jose saw such a brother who was in his 60s. In the Lord's Day evening, he was already late. He was already tired, but he came to help us. Since then, I started observing what kind of brother he is. We knew since then, and many years later, he had served us in so many aspects. And from my view, I can tell that this brother is different. Gradually, the preciousness of this brother started to be revealed to us. Besides the work, I also had personal contact with this brother, and I learned that his prayer was different in many aspects. He had carried so many good virtues, humbleness, and so many other things I don't have time to speak about. In 2006, I was in a kind of situation. I didn't know how he came to know, but he started to speak to me on a few things. Since then, I listened and I put down my work. It was about 20 years. I can testify that it was because of his help that had influenced me in the past 20 plus years, especially on one thing when I moved from San Jose to San Francisco. It was also one matter that I was helped by Brother Liu. I can also speak another thing about 9 years ago. I had spent about 10 plus days with him. During that time, he had been talking to me. He wanted to spoke to me about few things, but I was having a different thoughts. So during that period of time, I became a kind of a naughty brother in front of him. But after that time, I accepted his teaching. I wanted to speak about in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You remember in the life study, we also spoke about it. Here, there's one phrase that speaks about God's wisdom. Here, I see a brother. I see that he has the wisdom of God in Christ, the teaching, the fellowship. Now I looked back until today. I had never regretted. From more than 20 years ago to now, even though sometimes I was skeptical, but I had never regretted. I never regretted the teaching and leading from our brother, and I can see that this is the wisdom of God because he is in Christ to have such a wisdom. Sometimes I ask him, can you tell me to do this and that? And he would say, had I never ever told you something like this? I loved him so much. Praise the Lord that I have such a brother working together with me to have me so much perfecting and teaching. Now, brothers and sisters, Freeman and Burlingame, please.
I know many brothers and sisters here were helped by our brother Liu. So, but I believe what our brother Liu most want to see the most is that we will be one who follow his pattern, like our brother Paul says, follow my pattern like I have followed Christ. So we follow the pattern of his God-man living, his forbearance, his prophesying, and his shepherding. For this, our brother Liu has many perfecting for us. In Ephesians 4, it says he gave some as prophets, some as shepherds, some as teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. In here, we see that there is the perfecter, those who are full of gifts, and those who are being perfected, that is, the general saints. And there is a perfecting. This perfecting, the process of perfecting, is just a passing on of skills and abilities. You know, through this process of perfection, those who are being perfected would be able to have the same skills and ability as the perfecter, and would be able to do the same work. Because of time, I would only share one thing that Brother Liu has passed on to us, that is to eat Christ and eat the tree of life. Oh, I have 5 minutes. I have 5 minutes, right? Okay. So what is this eating? This eating is to take the objective outward food into and turn it into our inner life and constitution. Our spiritual eating is to take some spiritual, objective spiritual facts to turn it into our subjective experience, enjoyment. And how do we eat? That is with our spirit. Use our spirit to eat the tree of life, to eat Christ. On this point, our brother Liu has given us much perfection, much training. But I have to say, the central value of this point is to exercise our spirit, to release a spirit, to release life. This is something the core of our brother Liu's perfection on us. Other than that, there are three aspects of his training on us. First, he was a pattern. He himself personally told us how to do it as a pattern. You know, not just to say you do it. But the second is that he does want us to do it. You know, he wants us to exercise. The third is that he pointed out our shortcomings and imperfections so that we can have growth. This is like a surgeon. A surgeon has a special ability. You know, he wants to pass this skill to the rookies. So he has to do these three things. First, he has to give an example. He has to do it himself. Second, he has to make them do it. And third, he needs to point out the shortcomings. Only in this way can he pass on his skills, his abilities to the rookies. This is what our brother Liu has done among us. Amen. When we speak of the Spirit is like the electricity. When we have electricity, everything works, right? But if we don't have the Spirit, if we don't have the electricity, nothing would work. You know, in our spiritual life, when there is the Spirit, everything works. When there is no work, there's no Spirit, nothing works. This is the perfection, the perfecting training even that our brother Liu has given us. This is very crucial in our church life. Because without this, we can hear something, we can receive, you know, we can even receive something, but these would only become our doctrine. Therefore, in our church life, what we lack is not that we don't have food, but what we lack is the way to eat. We have the words, the written words, and even the hymns of our brother Lee and brother Ni, but if we are not one who know how to eat, then they would remain on our bookshelves or even remain in our mind. They would not become the Spirit and life within us. I thank the Lord for all the perfecting of our brother Liu. Amen. Praise the Lord. A proper pattern is worth more than thousands of words. You know, the relationship between brother Liu and I are like father and son, and like you know, a teacher and student. You know, there's a specific aspect of our brother Liu. He loves the saints. Every saint who has been shepherded by our brother Liu, we're in an intimate relationship with him. You know, not only was he a father of 8 children, he was also the brother Liu of all of us. You know, I would like to use 10 items. To the first one, he is clear in. Oh, yeah, he was approachable. He was meek. Oh, he was he had a lot of foresight. He did not care for the worldly. He was graceful. When he spoke with to the Lord, he was clear. He was full of the anointing. Do you amen this? You know, I was following the Lord. I was following the pattern of our brother Liu. You know, please give me 30 more seconds. I would also like to mention these. First, you know, you need to speak in the Spirit. And two, do not be hasty. Three, do not serve for your own name. The fourth, you need to have a sweet companionship. I cannot speak of all the help that we have received from him. He has encouraged us to not retire from our serving, not to be weak, and to be steadfast and going forward. You know, so he was a channel of life to the church. You know, may the Spirit that has incited our brother Liu to be on us multifold. You know, so that we can be here awaiting his coming. I hope that hoping that on that day when we see our brother Liu, we will be happy in the Lord, full of overcoming. Amen. When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, you know, he was practically training and perfecting the disciples. So he taught the disciples to pray this way. He said, "I'm meek in heart. You need to bear take my yoke and follow me." You know, and we see this the same in our brother Liu. You know, he was one who entered into the practice. Now he was one who was willing to practice. Now he was willing to do the service. Now, brothers and sisters, you know, every Labor Day, Brother Liu went to every place, you know, to all those who are going to prophesy. He would give he would listen to their prophecy and give them perfecting. It's not just to one place. He went to every place. You know, as long as you are willing to practice to prophesy, he will listen and he will help you. Also, Brother Liu would never think something is too small to perfect you in. He would perfect you in how to make the reports. You know, even to do the opening at the opening on Lord's Day is not just to re-speak the entire message. It's to open up the spiritual appetite of the saints. You know, he says, you know, if you've spoke the entire message, then what would the other saints speak? You know, amen. I'm from the church in Fremont. You know, I'm here to testify of our Brother Liu, who did not speak of him from himself and work from himself. You know, there was a heretic at one time who was trying to compete with the church. So one day I talked to Brother Liu, saying maybe we should go register our church in the government so that the heretic sect would not take it before us. Our Brother Liu said that if it is out of the Lord, then no one can take it from us. So the fellowship of our Brother Liu showed me, you know, that he was one who was fully under God's power, God's authority. You know, if it's not of the Lord, he would never do it. But if it is of the Lord, he would give the full cooperation. Another thing that impressed me about him is that every Labor Day, saints would prophesy, and Brother Liu would conclude. You know, one day he said, you know, I'm a little short of words. You know, he didn't say much. He said, you know, and I thought that, you know, he was very rich, right? He had a lot of Christ stored in him. He could just pull anything out of his storage, right? But we saw that day that without the leading of the Spirit, of the leading of God, our Brother Liu would not speak anything. You know, that is the testimony of one who never spoke out of himself. You know, this is a pattern for us. So we previously was talking about the teacher being one of the gifts. You know, our Brother Liu often said that he said himself he was an assistant teacher. You know, this one who is meek and forbearing is a pattern to us. I had many things that impressed me about Brother Liu, but I will share this one thing. In Fremont, after Lord's Day meeting, there will be lunch. This lunch was prepared by some saints on Saturday. You know, a lot of new believers were very eager to help. There was a sister who passed away, and we were talking to our Brother Liu and saying, hey. Maybe we should have a memorial meeting. And our Brother Liu gave a very concluding word that is full of Christ. He in Matthew, there was an example where he said there was a merchant, you know, who bought a this merchant, you know, who represented Christ, who bought this pearl, right? You know, our brother Liu, you know, strengthen us when we need strengthening. You know, it's like this pearl, of the church. You know, he was laboring on us. You know, just like there was a hymn that says, if we. About the faithfulness in serving, amen. When I first came to the Bay Area, the leading brothers were saying, you know, go to Fremont, you know, because Brother Liu was there. I have two small examples to prove that Brother Liu is a good teacher and good shepherd. When I first came to Fremont, Brother Liu came to visit us. When our brother left, you know, I saw that he was not very brisk in walking. So he said, you know, he was not very good, you know, at walking. But I was touched that someone who was elderly came to visit a young saint. You know, a second testimony is that when I was preaching, Brother Liu interrupted me and said, "You spoke too fast, and you didn't speak clearly. You know, it is not speaking in tongues, but it was not good for the building up of the church." Our brother Liu told us, you know, the meaning of prophesying. Prophesying is to speak for God, to speak forth God, and to supply Christ into others. So our prophesying must be based on our knowledge of the truth, and we also have a subjective experience of this truth. We need to have a constant fellowship with the Lord. And finally, we need to prepare our sharing so that the saints can touch their spirit. And, you know, I thought this interruption had a large impact on me. You know, I was not, I did not dare to prophesy loosely ever since. Our brother Liu, although he interrupted me publicly, he never caused me to be stumbled. Now, I had a special experience where I stayed at Brother Liu's place for 3.5 years. These 3.5 years is not related to that 3.5 years. Okay. So when I came from Irvine, the saints in Irvine said there is a very precious brother in Fremont. So when I went to Fremont, there was an elderly sister. You know, he said that brother, I will bring you to a place to stay, and I found out that it was Brother Liu's place. You know, previous, so praise the Lord, you know, for his arrangement. When this elderly sister brought me to Brother Liu's house, you know, Brother Liu had some brief fellowship with me, after a while, Brother Liu brought a piece of paper to me, and he said that, you know, this is the rental agreement, you know, please please sign it, you know, if it's okay. I was like, you know, we are all brothers in the church. You know, why would you make it so formal? I was fellowshipping this matter with my mother, and she was saying, actually, our brother Liu is trying to make you disciplined. But years later, I found out that actually our brother Liu was really respecting all the saints, you know, just like our God had made a new covenant with us. You know, our brother Liu had such a pattern. You know, his pattern even affected me for my entire life. Our brother shepherded the saints in this way. I'm from the church in Fremont. You know, I was originally going to share in English, but I think I'll speak in Chinese. When I first met Brother Liu, I was in Berkeley. You know, he was with some of his 8 children, and he moved to Berkeley. With his children. My initial feeling was that he was one who really exercised the Spirit, and he was one who's willing to call on the name of the Lord. He didn't have a very large house, you know, and it housed his entire family. So he went into the living room to call on the name of the Lord. Which left a deep impression on me. One day, you know, after I went to Fremont, he came to a conference, from San Francisco to Fremont. You know, he asked me, he said, brother, regarding the church in Fremont, you know, he asked me something about the church in Fremont, and I was afraid to answer. And then he asked me, he said, how's my sharing tonight? I was also afraid to answer. But he was very, very much willing to have fellowship with anyone, to have an intimate relationship. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would testify with my own experience on how Brother Liu shepherded the new ones. The second time, you know, I came to Fremont, I was in the Thanksgiving conference. I was sitting right next to Brother Liu. Brother Liu said to me, you know, regarding these people in the world, you know, do they believe in the Lord? You know, he reminded me that the focus here is nothing else but Christ. In the church life afterwards, you know, I come to the meetings regularly, but I don't see Brother Liu very often. You know, because I keep hearing of our brothers saying, Brother Liu went to this place, Brother Liu went to that place. You know, I don't know why he was so busy. And so one day, Brother Liu, you know, asked me, you know, why don't you have morning revival with me? For a while, I didn't know how to pray, you know, so I said to Brother Liu, I said, maybe later. You know, I rejected Brother Liu's invitation, and that became one of the biggest regrets. But Brother Liu, you know, gave me a second chance. You know, he asked me again. He said, why don't we have morning revival together? I spoke, you know, in reluctance, saying, all right, but You know, can we make it shorter? Maybe 15 minutes. So I gave him my phone number. And Brother Liu, you know, called me on the next day. Since that day, you know, my life has changed. When Brother Liu was calling on the name of the Lord with me, you know, I feel like I was in another realm. And it changed my entire life. You know, later I said to Brother Liu, 15 minutes is too short. You know, why don't we change it to 30 minutes? And Brother Liu said, amen, let's change it to 30 minutes. So like this, you know, we had morning revival for 30 minutes. We had this morning revival for 3 months until one day Brother Liu said, I'm going back to Taiwan. But so, you know, in the beginning, I thought you were only, you know, good to pray with me. But now, you know, go find someone else. I was shepherded and perfected by Brother Liu in this way. This kind of morning revival living, you know, lasted in my entire life even until today. This kind of testimony of our Brother Liu should be in each one of us to shepherd the church in this way. Brothers and sisters, I want to make a testimony, right? It says that the spiritual man discerns all things. You know, I know that in his prayers, you know, he remembered me in his prayers. You know, we were meeting in the church in Hayward, but later there was some issues. So Brother Liu encouraged me to go to another locality. You know, later my company was sending me to another location, and my company, you know, wanted me to make a choice, either, you know, to go to another place, you know, or to be laid off. So we were meeting in an elementary school. There wasn't much experienced brothers, you know, supporting the meeting in our locality. So one day, Brother Liu, you know, called me. He doesn't call me much, but you know, he said that your work in Danview, you know, you need to be comfortable there. You need to serve the Lord there. I never told him, you know, my company told me to move. My company, you know, told, or I was doing interviews elsewhere. I never told him this. How did he know? You know, how did he know that I was considering to move? You know, so I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me saying, you know, if you are serving in Danville, you know, you do not look for interviews elsewhere, and also I will prepare the job for you. You know, but so later, you know, without even sending a resume, the national labs, you know, gave me an opportunity to work for them. You know, this is something that God spoke to me, you know, through our Brother Liu. This is really a miracle. You know, today, you know, this, today I still remember this. You know, the spiritual man discerns all things. Sorry, I will speak English.
Uh,
我们讲到刘弟兄和他的 和他的家他的一家都在伯克利的召会会所当弟兄没事他是讲英文的，但是他的英文不是他的口语不是非常好但是我们但是他在60岁的时候都学习如何说英文他实在是进入了这样的操练与配合在他离开伯克利去旧金山费蒙的时候他甚至可以用英语来将基督分赐给弟兄姊妹们这也是一个见证见证他是愿意学他是实在愿意学习的他甚至可以用英语来尽职在那时候他是在对我们有很多的成全有一次在伯克利的聚会中他站在领聚会他让一些弟兄一些弟兄来说话他有一次也让我来说话然后他说当弟兄你可能像我一样你很会说话 you know, 这个但是你需要在你的说话中加上属灵的内容他是很简短的说到基督有基督徒等待神的回来就像在等待巴士的这个乘客们在等着这个巴士过来有一次在我们领导的弟兄弟兄服事中弟兄聚会中有一些弟兄来晚了然后他说你看有一些弟兄来晚了甚至你们都没有准时来你们应该早5分钟来因为李弟兄曾经公开的跟弟兄们说他非常欣赏刘穗弟兄因为不像很多其他的中文弟兄他的英文名字也是刘穗我们不需要考虑中英姓氏和名字的顺序他的中文和英文的名字都是刘穗有一次我就和他说跟他说到他跟我讲到一个对我印象非常深刻的他跟我说当弟兄负担就是供应 OK In the next section, we will have some brothers fellowshipping on the work of our brother Liu in Norca.
Brother Liu had spent his golden time from 60 to 80s.At Northern California. This is extremely, I don't know how to describe. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Liu Sui. According to his book, from 1977, he was sent by Brother Lee to Berkeley, and from 78 to 79, was then.Sent to Philippines by Brother Lee. And then he came back at Berkeley until 1986. So roughly speaking, this is about 7 years. In 1986, Brother Lee sent Brother Liu Sui to San Francisco And he stayed there until 1999. So that's about 14 years. That's 2.7 years. Then from 1999 to 2006, that's another 7 years he spent the time he served in Fremont. And then he went back to Taiwan from 2006 to 2008. And then he came back to Northern California. So in the work of Northern California, he has so many things, so many works. So there's a Labor Day conference, and then there's so many perfecting the practice, the perfecting of the God's ordained way. In the Lord's Day, he has so many perfecting sections that teaches us how to build a relationship with the Lord, how to pray, how to pray read, how to read the spiritual books, how to have the mutual perfecting, mutual blending in the Bible groups. He has cared so much in our life and in our serving. During our fellowship with Brother Liu, what I got helped the most was that many times when we talk about the work, it was so entangled. As so many people are involved, there's always it's difficult to have, you know, the right and wrong. But Brother Liu, always in his prayer, he said, "Lord, we don't know." He just stopped there. He said, "Lord, we do not know, but you are the Lord." I was so appreciated such an attitude, because he was saved. He was saved and protected. His forbearing was what we can testify, and we can also testify that he became a sacrifice. He poured himself onto us. Many times he traveled, he went here and there, but right after he arrived, the next day, he started meeting with us. He just poured himself to us and to the church. He became the fragrant meal offering. There were 15 years Brother Liu has spent on perfecting us. Instead of saying it is a fellowship of the work, I would say it is the shepherding in love. Every Monday morning, he would invite us to fellowship with him at his home. He would not first ask about the work. He would also always ask, "Oh, how are we doing all right? Are our kids doing all right?" He showed us how much he cared for us. We were not there just to talk about work. He really has poured his life to perfect us. We just talked about that. In truth, in life, in singing, in prayer reading, in all the exercises, he was not onto the external exercise, but something in life. Every time I drove him around, he was always caring about people. That is really a shepherding in life. Once he saw me under the weather. He invited me even to rest in his bedroom. I really don't know how to do that at that time. But brothers and sisters, I was warmed by our dear brother, because he cared us like a parent. I remember this one time there was a gospel meeting, and I announced that the meeting is dismissed. But he reminded me after. He would say, he recommended me to say, "Our meeting hasn't finished. Please stay." Like our brother has testified, we would not be offended. We can testify that he is serving us in the genuine love. Praise the Lord, these many, many years Last December, I visited Hualien. I visited him. We knew that he was so weak at that time physically, but he still asked me, how are the brothers, the saints doing? I couldn't say much, but I know that our dear brother has us in his heart. I felt that Brother Liu's serving for us always brought us in front of the Lord. There are so many Monday morning times we spend time with him at his home or in the meeting hall. In the service, there are so many fellowship, and inevitably the brothers would have different opinions. We would have fellowship, and I learned that Brother Liu always just sit there and listen. He would never be judging. He would also not take side. If he doesn't have the word, he would say, "Brothers, let's pray together." Every time when he said so, I felt, the Lord's presence was just among us. Our dear brother strived to bring us in front of God. I really felt that our dear brother has the wisdom to perfect us and to care us. I remember in one of the trainings for the kingdom, he has a strong burden to fellowship with us. And after that, he hoped that there would be saints coming up to testify. And I didn't. During that time, I didn't manage to do so. After the prayer, I opened up my eyes. I saw our brother in front of us. He was in front of me, and he opened up his eyes, staring at me, and he told me, "You must speak. You cannot avoid speaking up." I was scared, but our brother loved us. Loved us to the extent that he knew how to perfect us. I felt that our brother at that time really kind of expelled the ghost of not speaking in my body. I praise the Lord for our brother's perfecting. I knew that dear Brother Liu would have a weekend perfecting session at different places in San Francisco. Right after I got saved, I was part of Brother Liu Sui's Saturday perfecting session in San Francisco. I still remember. There would be brothers who lived with, became his tenant, would sign a contract with him. I also remember he perfected one brother to tell him, "You need to have the spiritual content." At that time, when I spoke, I didn't know how to speak. And a brother asked me to prepare. I prepared on a Saturday. I just stood up and speak. When our brother helped us, he mentioned, at that time, the topic was God and man has a covenant. I didn't know much. I just spoke of what's in the course of truth. He had mentioned that, Brother Feng Tie spoke so well because everybody else didn't speak about what kind of covenant that was, but Brother Feng Tie did. I was so appreciating for such encouragement because he said, "You need to have the content. You need to have the content. It's really not about how loud you were when you were speaking. When you were doing your work in your company, if your boss told me you don't have to come tomorrow, he doesn't have to speak loud, but it has a lot of content." I was impressed by his speaking. Like our brother Don Mingo said, we really need to have the content. I really praise the Lord for our brothers perfecting on the matter of prophesying. I came to know Brother Liu as he helped us on how to preach gospel. When we came to at Mountain View, you know, when we established the church in Mountain View, we were really burdened to grow. And every 2 and 3 months, Brother Liu Sui would come to us and help us on this matter. So every time I would go and pick him up because we live so close to each other. And every time I was so helped by our dear brother. Many times he didn't speak so much, but you could feel. You could feel the outpouring of the caring from his life. I can speak about two things. One thing was that the preaching of the gospel is toward people. It's not toward the message. We need to warm up the walk, because the Lord's richness are great, but you need to have the hot oil and the hot walk. Then he said, after you speak the message, you need to have a concluding word. You need to pray. You give a gift, you pass a gift to someone, but if you leave the box opened, that's going to get lost on his way back. But if you can speak, have a good concluding word, like you laced up your gift, that's going to be a great gift. This helped us so much. And since then, I practice this way. First, I look at people's condition. If the walk is not hot enough, do not speak the message. After speaking the message, do not be hasty to say the meeting is dismissed. We would have a concluding word. We were so blessed. I came to the Bay Area 2001. At that time, there was not even a church in Cupertino, but we started the perfecting. Brother David Choi brought me to the meeting. We all saw the face of Brother Liu, when. Brother David Choi introduced me to Brother Liu Sui. He realized he did not know me, and he started spending time with me. I can testify that our brother was so approachable. I just felt in my heart that this is such a God man. After coming back, Brother David asked me, "What's your impression of Brother Liu Sui?" I said, I can see the image of Brother Lee from Brother Liu Sui. I didn't know why I said so, but more and more, I think that was so true. Brother Liu Sui was the teacher assistant for our Brother Lee. I just now looking back. I might have said something that I didn't fully understand, but now I can testify. Our brother Liu Sui was such a pattern of following the minister, following our minister. And in my own serving, I would also learn how to approach those people who did not know the ministry, who did not know the gospel. Lately, when I was arranged to serve the church, when we were arranged to have dinner with Brother Liu, I said in my heart, the spiritual man discern all things. He said at that time, he said, the church in Cupertino has no problem. Our brother had perfected us became the inheritance so that we can help perfect many others. I felt that it would be endless if we try to speak about our memories of our dear brother Liu. I just used some little more time to testify. when I come to the church in Burlingame, Brother Liu continue to care us, and I would also say that the establishment of the church in Burlingame was to Brother Liu Sui's credit. He was really strategic about the building of the church, and he knew the timing of the Lord's leading. I can say that without Brother Liu Sui's help on this strategic matter, we all talk about the spiritual man discern all things. And on Brother Liu Sui, there was such a distinct character. It doesn't take him too long to figure out where you are in front of the Lord after he came to know you. And then he would give you the appropriate perfecting and encouragement. Now I can testify the last time I saw Brother Liu Sui, that was several years ago. We came to Hualien to visit him. At that time, he spent a lot of time with us from Taipei and then took the train from Taipei to Hualien. And I remember on the train, in the train, there were different people who want to rotate to spend time with him, to speak, to talk to him. And he asked me about the situations in the church in Burlingame and the details about some of the saints. I was just marveled that how big of a heart that our brothers has. He, even after leaving the church in Burlingame for so many years, he still remembered so many saints. And at the end, he asked, "Oh, Alex, what are the books you are reading?" I told him a few, and he then gave me two books to read. One is The Word of a Ministry, and then it's Andrew Murray's The Spirit of Christ. And these two books became the books right next to my bed. They helped me to learn the beings of those who speak for God. Okay, I also would limit myself to 2 minutes. From 1974, from a training, I came to, I started listening to Brother Liu Sui's message. At that time, we did not, I did not really know him, but I still remember the hymn that our king would eventually arrive. I started entering into the work from the 1980s, and I have some different opinions since then, and please forgive me that I was a little wild. I was having some different thoughts from Brother Liu. Even after 1992, I came here. I talked to him so much on many different things. You know, he really does not remember your wrongdoings. He doesn't count. He doesn't count the different opinions you have. He never considers something like, "Oh, you were not on his side." And since then, I had the fellowship with him. There's a few things I learned. First is toward the ministry, and second is God treasured our being over our doing. I just want to fellowship this much. All the knowledge, even the spiritual experiences are easy, but the patterns are so difficult. Praise Lord for such a pattern of God's worker. Lastly, I want to fellowship a few things that I learned in front of the Lord. All thanks to Brother Liu Sui's help, leading and perfecting. First, in the 70s, likely from 77 to 79, he started meeting at the church in San Jose. At that time, I was serving as an usher. I was in my early 30s. He saw me and he asked, he didn't know me, he asked me, "What is your name?" I said, "David," and I said, and then he said, "What's your last name?" I said, "David Choi." He then would actually hold my hand to the meeting hall. I was a little embarrassed at that time, but I was also felt warm. This is such an intricate fellowship. He was a little shorter than me, and he was also young at that time. But he, on one hand, I was a little embarrassed, but on the other hand, I really felt I feel warm. In the 80s, I started to know Brother Liu. As he was serving in San Francisco, he asked me to meet in San Francisco. He wanted to know me. But until the 90s, I came to really know Brother Liu Sui. Because at that time, when there was a turmoil in San Jose, he came to San Jose every week. We promised to his wife that we are going to pick him up. You know, that's a round trip would cost 4 hours, and we had arranged four brothers for such a service. Through this, we were helped tremendously. Second, I want to say that the loyalty from our brother Liu Sui and to the ministry, and the appreciation of the ministry, and also his determination to carry out what's been spoken by the ministry was so impressive. He said that, "I'm very determined to carry out what has been spoken by Brother Lee's on the God's ordained way." Because otherwise, other people would say, "Oh, what he said would not be carried out." But I am going to carry it out. To realize that he really had been encouraging us to proceed. Your prophesying was not good. It's okay. Proceed. He's such a his loyalty, he's hardworking, and also his wisdom on this matter really had influenced us strongly. Finally, I want to say there was a short period of time he had picked six brothers. They would pair up and read different books. So six of them would read three books. The first one read about the word of the ministry. The second pair read about the shepherding. And the other one read about the church affairs. At that time, I was wondering, why do we do this? Why do we need to read these books? And why do they want to pair them up? And then we would share what we gain from the reading. I found that when we fellowshipped very good, he would have the word to carry out. But if we don't have much, if we didn't have a good fellowship, he would not comment too much. In fact, he was there to help us. He was there to perfect us, perfect the church, perfect the needs of the saints. Among these days, when I think of our brother, we need to put efforts into the faith. And we also need to put efforts into the shepherding, and also we put efforts into the church affairs. These are all what Brother Lee cared, and these are all what every brother and sister needs. no matter it is on the word of the word of the ministry, or the shepherding, or the church affairs. These are the were the burdens of our dear brother Liu Sui, and may these also be the burdens of each one of us. If we all walk the way that our brother Liu Sui had walked, our church would really benefit from such a practice. Praise Lord for giving us such a dear brother, even though many of us has not seen him for more than 10 years, but his influence among all of us has been so strong, and may his burden be our burden. The Lord's recovery has a bright future. It's not just upon our shoulders, but also upon the next generations. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's have some prayers to end this meeting. If you pray, please stand up. Lord Jesus, praise you for granting us such a gift for your church. Remember his serving for the church, and may we all be perfected so that we can do what this brother does, so that there will be many other brothers who would do what our brother Liu Sui did. Oh Lord, remember our brother and grant us the seeing. Oh Lord, thank you for such a pattern of a God-man. We're not here just to remember our brother. We're also here to turn ourselves to you and give ourselves to your perfecting hand. Oh Lord, make each one of us such a person. Oh, to be your bride and to love you more. Lord, we pray that you remember our brother. Oh, remember his love toward you, his carrying out of your word. And may the next generation, oh, be blessed. Lord, thank you. Thank you for stirring up our brother Liu's spirit. Lord, may we all run towards such a goal, to pursue Christ, to prepare for the bride, and to yearn for your next coming. Lord, receive our consecration. Lord, we praise you. Oh, praise you for gaining our brother. Oh, Lord, to make him such a testimony. Lord, we forget about the past, but looking forward. Oh, Lord, thank you for making our brother such a fragrant meal offering. Oh, Lord. Lord, make him our pattern. Oh, so that we can follow his steps. Lord, we thank you. Oh, for such a pattern. Oh, in our way of serving. Lord, may we follow his steps and be perfected more. Lord, oh, we thank you. Lord, oh, we run such a race. Oh, we run forward. Lord, to pursue the reward you have granted us. Lord, we praise you for such a pattern from our brother. Lord, we also pray, we repent for our loyalty. We repent for our own situation. Lord, may we be encouraged by such a pattern so that we are your recovery. Oh, so that we live toward the New Jerusalem. Oh, even willing to become the New Jerusalem. Lord, gain each one of us because of our dear brother's service. Lord, may such a great inheritance carry us. Lord, encourage us to run on the same way, to serve the same Lord, and to have the same hope. Lord, thank you for listening to such a prayer. Oh, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.